No, it's good. Yeah, it definitely wasn't the finger's fault. It was definitely a bad night. There's no getting around that. I hate to have the bad night come on this one, right? Out of all the games that we've had, but obviously we didn't do enough. We all took turns, I feel very responsible for that because as the leader of the offense and the team, I feel sick to my stomach, when we put something like that out there on film, and it hurts. I can promise you that. I put too much time into this to go and do something like that. No, and that's what's frustrating is, I knew what they were going to play. I knew what they were playing every snap. I saw their guys. There was even one where, Barry would have knocked Crab out, so I had to throw it away. So I saw what they were doing. It's just that's why it's frustrating for me. I haven't talked to him yet, but I wanted to ask the same thing. Yeah, I don't know. I just threw it up to, give him a chance to track it, and for whatever reason, it did not go our way, obviously. Obviously it was cold, but it wasn't something I was thinking about. I felt warm the whole time. I thought we had a good plan on the sideline and those kind of things. So, to be honest, I didn't feel like the weather was the reason. It was really just because of us not playing well. The ball felt the same. Ball felt the same. Maybe if anything, it was harder. I don't know. I'm trying to give you something, but to me, it felt the same. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. There's obviously a potential to play again, which is awesome. They've beaten us twice, so yeah. I mean, they've had us, and so it's frustrating. It's really frustrating for me because you know what to expect, and then you go out there and you see it, and we don't get it done. That's the frustrating part is that we know what we're going to get, and we didn't get it done. So you have to give their players a lot of credit because they played very well. Yes, that's why it's frustrating. I always do. I promise. I definitely. I promise you, I'm gonna act the same after the win that I. You know, then I'm gonna act the same right now. Nothing about me is gonna change. I always believe. I always believe we're gonna win. I always believe we have a chance. And it sucks. It's a tough feeling, but it's the NFL also. Days like that are gonna happen. I've seen it happen to the best of players. And teams every year, it's like, how did that happen? Kind of one of those things. So, the great thing about it is that everyone in that locker room was, hey, we got punched in the mouth. Now we got to respond, and everyone locked arms. Everyone said, hey, I got your back. Everyone's telling them I got their back. You can hear it all going on. I'm sure you guys probably heard some of it, but, there's no doubt, that we're going to be all right. They actually took some of their looks that they did more the first time and, probably did it a little more today. I'm not sure on the numbers of that. I can't, calculate it all in my head right now. But, they definitely, I knew what they were doing. I was telling, the receivers, pre-snap, what they were going to do and things like that. So, and that's, I mean, that's every game though. We try to do those kind of things. So, it's just frustrating, man. To be honest, it has nothing to do with the first game, second game. We didn't play well enough. Yeah, honestly, I always feel like we're gonna be all right. There's never a moment in me where I'm like completely devastated or completely like, down, like, oh, here we go. I always feel like, oh, and as soon as we get a run or as soon as we hit a pass, it's like, okay, here we go, and then it would just stop. And so that was frustrating, but. I think the best drive we had all game was the first half, at the end of the first half. We marched down there and then, ran it in at the end. So, that felt good. But, not much else after that. Exactly. Everything about tonight was unusual, to be honest. to have our defense step up for us and make plays like that, and for us to go out there and not execute, you know, do things that, you know, we don't do, you know. That's why it's frustrating. And that's why, I promise you, that's why I'm not worried. You know, obviously we played awful. It wasn't good enough. But I'm not worried because I know the guys in that locker room. I've been with them since, you know, since training camp, since OTAs and those things. And I'm not worried one bit. It just sucks. You know, we have to, you know, take it. You got to take the punch. You know, but I'm not worried. I think we're going to bounce back just fine.